I'm speaking from Sawan Ashram in Delhi, India, where since 1951, a living saint has made his home. His name is Sant Satguru Kirpal Singh Ji Maharaj. His disciples by the thousands gather here from all over India, along with a lesser number from other countries. This evening, in addition to quite a number of Indian devotees gathered to absorb the Master's spiritual radiation, there are 7 from the United States, 3 from the United Kingdom, 1 from Canada, and 1 from the Federal Republic of Germany. Master Kirpal Singh may or may not permit questions, but he has consented to allow his comments to be recorded. He will enter in a few moments and sit in a chair in the center of the room with the devotees seated on the rug just in front of him. When he arrives, I shall resume this recording, and his voice will be the next one that you will hear.
Right. You just told me why these people not taken up as they are. He comes from the sinners, you know. He takes all of them up for a while. And then to stay on the earth, that requires spirit. Man is taken up by as it is, the most sinner man, he gives a boost and takes it to the rise above the body consciousness. He enters within that, or at least peeps into that, within that door and sees light. This is bringing all, whether good or bad, sinner or the virtuous, they give them first boost to come over there. Then he wants, if he is not attached to the world too much, he will be able to remain there. For that reason, he must become pure. So he gives his hand to everybody in the most sinner. He loves the sinner but hates the sin. He gives a boost, even the sinner, most sinner people who come to him, give them a boost and give them something to start with. Unless he is taken up there, how can he see the light? So when he reaches the just a man going up the roof, just by going up the stairs, you see, when he reaches the near the roof, he sees light. So when he is drawn from outside and rises above body conscious and nearer to the place where that door is, the tent door, only then he is able to see the light. This he gives to everybody, even the most sinner people. Then, but the point is, if he is attached too much to the world, naturally he must be changed. For that reason, he is asked to lead a very virtuous life. Just as I give you an example, you see. Washerman. Now the days have changed because they are dry cleaning nowadays. Previously they used to just strike the clothes against the stone to take out the old filth. And now the time has changed, you see. Whether it is the most ugliest clothes, most dirty clothes, he doesn't mind. He never refuses. He takes it. He just cleans it. It is his job. He is a washerman, you see. Now the times have changed how to wash. Old days where we are, I've been pity. Making, you see. Nowadays they've got dry cleaning by sweet ways, you see. By inducement, by loving words, all right, please come up, leave all these things. This digestive system is only meant for that purpose. But he gives to every man, whether the most sinner or the other, gives a boost. He accepts everyone. He comes for the sinners, as well as all the virtuous. You see?
We saw, quite a few of us here, saw you give a boost to approximately 165 people the other day in initiation, and of those, 63 of them saw the Master inside, and others, in fact, all of them, had other experiences of one kind or another. Now, would they all have had experiences like that had it been a group of non-Indians?
All. Well, there are non-Indians everybody, when I have been to the West, you know, those who were given initiation, not even those who were initiation, but those who were never given initiation. My sister has been to give free talks. Then, after that, there is an hour of questions. They were replied, and I told them, "Well, all you come to the meditation hour in the morning." And those who came up, they were not initiated, but they had that experience. One lady came to me, "Well, I don't want to learn any theory. You give me an experience." So he was given. So it is something giving a boost, you see, by helping his soul to withdraw from outside and take it up there, to give something to start.
There have been some who have described the path that you teach as a science. And of course, most of us think of a science as something that can be repeated if you follow the exact instructions.
Yeah.
But apparently here there is an added element, namely the master. Now, doesn't the addition of this added element take it out of the realm of pure science?
What is master? It's not man body. It is that power working through him. That gives you boost. You see, the very child learn something from his brothers and mother and father. In school they learn from teachers. Similarly, this way, those who are adept on the way, they give a little way up. So here too, those who don't want to enter, but they are given by some boost, you see, who is competent, everybody can do it. Of course, there is nothing lost in nature. But sometimes things are quickened, just like a fruit growing tree. You leave it to nature, it will take about 7-8 years to bring forth food. But if in a scientific way that is given some food, scientific food, that gives fruit in 2 or 3 years. That is something given by a higher competent soul, way up to help the other soul to have that thing. So this has been the best. They never saw any. But how came to know about me? I went to Athens. I gave a talk. I did not know the language, the Greek language. I entertained one Professor Halas there. He interpreted in his Greek language. Then after there were questions and answers, that was done. Then I said, "All right, come in the meditation hour in the morning." So about 50 or 60 came up. They all got experience that they ran up like anything. So Mr. Halas, you see, he was a professor over there. He has written a big book. Even our Pythagoras used to say that, or Socrates said like that, or such and such. We are going to my photo, my work. With them we have revived this question. So this is something given, you see. But to maintain that, that's the point now. We must be not so much at that, also normal life, we must have. You are tired too much outside, supposing you cannot concentrate, you are dragged outside. For that reason, the diary system maintained. As regards to master, you see, someone who can give you peace, that is God in him, not the Son of Man.
On a less high plane, do initiates who propose others for initiation take on part of the karma of the people that they propose to you?
No, not really. It is only God who sends. They become your medium. Those who are ready, God sends them, brings them in contact through some source. They come to know through somebody, or through paper, or through newspaper, anywhere. They are brought in by him. They are brought in contact with the masters. He sanctions their initiation. And somebody over there, he is not a master, but that master power case works everywhere. So little thought sanction gives them boost. They get the experience, most of them there. If anybody does not get, sometimes it does happen. They are either in a hurry, they come very, I mean, tired, they want. They give them a sitting, and at the time his attention is not riveted. In that case, there appear some cases here and there in which they don't get any experience at the time. But I tell them how to give them another sitting when they are buoyant and fresh. So that master power was thought through. Like you say, while standing up, you should put a little You see pressure here and that way you think of yourself. Like television, radios, that power was all true, that's the Christ power, God power, or Guru power, or Master power.
One other question on the subject of vegetarianism. If an initiate has the care of a helpless invalid in their home, and the invalid says, I must have meat to eat. Now, does the initiate pick up karma if he prepares meat for that invalid to eat?
If he is bound by duty, he is not responsible. Pardon, I am a servant to somebody. And I shall I do it, you are to that, I have to do it. For that he is responsible. But if the officer gives an order of fire, and the spy has to do it. So for that he is responsible. You're bound. You can't help it. The only thing, you must not become the doer. That's all right, you're saying. Baba Jamal Singh was a pretty man. He served in the firing lines. He was once ordered to distribute meat in the regiment. He was given the duty of distributing meat to the regiment. All right. He kept account, all right, give it. So he was bound for duty. Why is he responsible? When you become the doer, you are responsible. When the officer heard of fire, you are not, it is not of your own initiative that you are doing it. That's the main thing, underline.
In other words, if you accidentally wash the ant down the drain, you're not responsible, but if you deliberately do it, you are.
The point is, even we breathe, we sin. We kill so many and say, which we do not see. So for the sake of higher things, you have to sacrifice the whole thing. Do the minimum sin. Even to eat vegetable is sin. Even to eat vegetable is sin, I think. Because there also you have germs, that is also life. But the difference between the two is like that, you see. There is life even in stones, even in vegetables, even in insects, reptiles, even in birds, even in animals, and even man. But the question is, there is more and more developed, manifested in man. You see, world, all this creation made of five elements, four elements, earth, water, fire, and air. In the vital, that's the least, one element, earth, is maximum. You have got some vegetables, put it in the sun. If you put in, say, 10 kilos, it is dried, it becomes half a kilo. So major part is neither. Sin is there too. But in reptiles it is more. There is more sin to kill insects. There is still more sin in killing birds. There is still further more sin in killing animals. When you kill a man where it is full manifested, man is hanged, that's all. But you kill a quadruped, some animal, you are not hanged. You have to pay the fee. Price of it. If you kill birds, who cares for this? You follow me? The more this consciousness is manifest in man, most. So in man, if all the animals are fully developed. In animals, only four of them. In reptiles, in birds, it is three of them. In reptiles, it is only two. In the vegetable, it is only one. To kill one, to live, enable a man to live in a man to have for higher purpose. So that is also sin. So this sin cannot be escaped unless you become conscious co-worker of the divine plan.
That is a most interesting phrase. What is a conscious co-worker of the divine plan?
When he sees that he is the doer, he is the controlling power, he sees that power. He sees that power working in him. So he sees That means conscious co-worker of the divine plan. He says, he is the dual, I am the nine, I am a mere puppet. Everybody run to do something. For instance, example I give you. A man is sitting at the powerhouse. The whole machine is run by powerhouse. But the man who is sitting at the powerhouse, he sees nothing can be done without the powerhouse. That the man who is sitting at the machine, you see, don't put hand until you will be cut. Power is the same. But there he is conscious co-worker. When he sees that power is working, then you are not the doer. There you commit, don't put in. You will save that way.
And there we get right back to where we started. In order to see that power, you have to go through that door we talked about.
Surely, the lift is given by the master to come up there to have something to start with. If he tries to remain there, he must be, you see, up to that level. Try to, man is in the make. Hitherto in the old days, I tell you, men were first prepared. When they were ready, only then give them something. Nowadays, the days of past. Nobody can live with anybody for years and years and years. Now you must give them something and tell them to come up to their standard by self-introspection. It is, times have changed now. I tell you one in the case of Abram. He went to Kabir. He lived there for 4, 5, 6 years. He was a very willing worker. The lady made at the home, you see, recommended Kabir to give him something, now he is ready. And Kabir told him, no, he is not yet ready at all. He said, how can he obey every order you say? Never refuse it. He ordered when in the morning when he goes out of the house, just let all the refuse of the house put it in his, over his head when he passes out of it. He was the king of Bukhara, I tell you. He came to Kabir to learn spirituality. Then when that, all this earth and everything put out, he said, had I been at Bukhara, I would have seen it. He was king, you see. He is not even humble at heart. Then Kabir asked that lady, what did he say? He said, had it been at Bukhara, how could he have this man done me this wrong? Then all it, then 2, 3 years more passed. Then Kabir told her, now he is ready. I don't want any difference between that time or now. So now, when he goes out, just all this, you see, urine and other thing, mix them, when you pass, you put it over his head. When he did that, what did he say? Oh God, I'm worse than that. See? So at those times, these were given when the people lived at the door for years. See? Now the times have changed. You cannot do that. The time is give them something to start with. Also tell them to self-introspection to keep up to the level. That's all.
I believe there's a story involving either you or your own guru, Sawan Singhji, in which someone came to you and said, please lift me up. It was a person who was not ready, and the person was lifted up and got struck by lightning and what have you. Would you talk about it?
I initiated. Sometimes all people, one day it so happened, sometimes it happened, not always. One day at Merit, this is a question of Merit, one man came up. He was given a sitting. In the initiation, he did not get any feeling. I again gave him a sitting. But he would not leave his body. He was always conscious of breathing. He would not leave outside things. I told him, you have a sitting, I have spent to do that, you will have it. He did not, or he go and sit at home, as I told him. Even then, in the morning he came, he had not gotten. I told him, well, look here, if you simply turn your face, as I tell you, it will be easier for you. If you are dragged like anything, you will fall down like anything, be hurt. He said, no, I don't mind you drag me. When he gets a little done, then he stuck it at the back and fell down like that, it's conscious, unconscious. So that is dragging, you see. If you simply put face that way, that's this. Don't think of the world outside, don't ask the body below, Don't think of the breathing going on. This only meant just turn your face here. That is easier. In that case, then nothing, power, anti-power working, you see. When you're stuck too far south and anybody drags you, that is the repent.
What happens to initiates who are given initiation and then fail to go home and keep your instructions and fail to meditate? What happens to them?
That seed is not lost. No power can spoil it. That will grow, grow and grow, sooner or later, when convenient circumstances arise. So such like people, you see what they say, they are brought about some sickness, some untoward circumstances, then naturally, oh God, what have you done? Man turns, you see. Then he comes home. I've seen cases like that. Masters used to say, I give long rope. Let us see how far it goes. Then little, he comes to senses. That is it. If at all he does not do anything in this birth, but that seed is not lost, that will bring him down to the level of man, not below. Because the seed cannot grow in anywhere else. But once it's, man is the maker, as I told you, some are ready, some are more ready. So that who have got seed in the past, done something in the past, that comes to his credit. Suppose a man leaves a school in a primary class, and the next he won't read from the first primary, he'll start from head. But there's one thing very definite, I tell you. And what is that? Love is a great force. Love is a great force. In your love for the Master, even if you are a sinner, you will drag like it. What is sin? Excuse me. To go, to let your attention be attached to the outside things, maybe right or wrong. Excuse me. Even right is impediment. You are attached. You must know. Those who have love for the Master, where will they go? Where the Master will go? But that should be ruling power, ruling passion, ruling love. Only in that case. That is rare, of course. And full faith. But those who have done a little, I tell you, like you see, there is a canker in the wood sometimes that eats to inner within self. Outer it appears all right. Those who have given initiation, that works like canker, I tell you. Outer they appear, then slowly and slowly and slowly they are detached towards the end of our Godly. And some help is also coming from within. Master is there always. We must turn our face to him, that's all. The more receptive we become, the more quicker results will have.
Thank you, sir.
That's all. I also thank you for your attention.